I was born with a wholesale license, and I bid the very first car. I bid the Fords and the Subarus together. I'm John Clay Wolf, and I buy the cars. I buy the cars that barely start or go. I buy cars that wind up in Mexico. I've even bought a piece of or two. I buy the cars, I buy the cars. Oh, my carpets can make you mad, or here's a habit to make you glad. And I'll buy that minivan if you say it's nice. I'll bet any old kind of truck, gas or diesel, who gives a f-. I'll sell you, you can buy, I can buy, if you'll sell, send the title through the mail. I buy the cars that gearheads crash and burn. I buy Corvettes and Hyundais, Buick, Lucerne. I'll take that Chevrolet for 17.5.
Yeah, Bob, you did well on that one.
That was awesome.
What year was that? 10?
Maybe.
You know, we've been here a while.
6 years ago?
I know.
Have you been on that long?
Oh, longer than that.
Really?
He has, yeah.
It'll be 10 years for me in June.
Yeah, you've been on since 06.
God.
Yeah.
Wichita Falls.
And Dallas has been since 09.
Yeah.
It just didn't seem that long. Connie and I were talking about this yesterday. Because all this thing's finally blowing up. Everything's finally hooking up.
Yeah.
And I was like, finally. But when I started, it took 7 years.
Have I been doing this 5?
Yeah.
Somebody give me a... What am I... What? Really?
I hear you, man. Speaking of funny, so I'm at Clear Channel's office in Dallas on Tuesday.
Clear Channel Radio.
We had a meeting, yeah.
Yeah,
okay. iHeartMedia.
iHeartMedia.
And your old co-host from the show that we're not supposed to talk about.
Right.
They saw me in there 2 weeks ago.
The people from the show did?
Yeah.
Okay.
The Rest Smart Show guys.
Right.
And then Tuesday, they saw me again.
Okay.
And Dan walked up to me. He's like, what are you doing here?
Did he really?
Really?
Was he being
really
a jerk?
Weird like that? Yeah. He was like, he said it like that, like a little bitch.
Like somebody sent him to do it.
I don't know.
Yes. I promise you.
Okay. What are you doing here?
So, I don't guess you saw my old friend JD around.
No.
And we're supposed to have, to get set up for this new format,
We're
going to start having programming meetings every other Tuesday.
Okay, well, then why would they ask? We're on the station.
Right, but I want, well, we're probably switching stations up there, but anyway.
Okay.
What'd you tell him?
I just said, oh, we're working on...
Was he being a jerk?
He was being concerned.
There's two different ways. There's like, hey, man, what are you doing on here? No. Or there's, what are you doing here?
Yeah, just like that.
What a... God.
Radio snob.
Yeah, and... We're not here to get your job, dude.
Yeah,
that's
really
what I can tell you.
Yeah.
But I was like, oh, we're just working on other cities. We're growing for our little Saturday show.
Yeah.
Oh, and he's walked off. It was very awkward.
That's just a jerk. That's a jerk move.
I forgot to tell you about that. But
no,
yeah, that was
a lot.
So I think
he's been around someone else
when we
long.
Do this program. I mean, he's like Tuesday after next. I think all of y'all should come in.
Sure. Yeah, let's do it.
I think everybody's sitting
in the... You're going to make a paranoid.
Everybody's sitting in the...
You're going to make a really paranoid.
That's really what happens. Anytime. I know. JD, anytime you see, like, well, Where are these radio guys come from?
You start seeing radio people hanging California? Around the building. Yeah.
What's going on here?
Then you know it's bad.
Oh, they do. They hate it.
Yeah. So it's always bad news.
Who's it going to be? They don't take time to talk to talent, you know, really by and large, unless there's a change going on.
That's funny. Dude, that's funny.
In the corporate radio world.
You're going to make him so paranoid.
The best moment when the guy said, "You guys are radio people, that one of you has a car business." It's like, finally.
Oh, there you go.
Finally.
You came to the inside.
Finally.
That's nice.
It took 7 years.
Yeah, but
man. But if you add up the years in this room, Baba, how many do you have?
Oh, man. Since 87?
Well, how many years is that? I don't know any math.
Well, I mean, but I took like a 9-year break.
Eh.
So.
But you kept like talking into your tape recorder, so.
Yeah, I do a show everywhere I go, every job I've
been in. So we're in 2016 minus 1987?
16 plus 13.
So there's 29. JD, what about you? What year did you
37
start?
37 years.
37. Turley, what year
01?
Did you start?
01. So 15 years, yes.
Okay, and I'm 10. Yeah. So hang on, we'll do the math here. 29 plus 37 plus 25. 91 years.
Shut the front door.
So I guess we've got enough to do it.
Clearly.
All right.
It just takes 91 years of experience, and you too could be on the radio. You could be a surgeon in 10.
91 combined years. Yeah. That's a lot. Is
Although
that right?
Really, you can't really anymore, JD. The way that you and I started in this business.
No.
You can't just find the local hub and sign on and, you know, minimum wage for
but
they were
what was what else was funny is he kept saying, you know, how often do you meet with the PDs at Houston? I'm like, never. And he's like, why? I'm like, I haven't talked to him in years.
Trust us?
And he was like, well, and exactly, Turley. I was like, well, I used to talk to one of the PDs. Yeah. I used to fight with him about once a quarter. And then he got fired. And really what happened was their afternoon show on ESPN loosened up.
Yeah.
And they were like, why do you let the guys on Saturday get away with it, but you won't let us do it? He's like, well, they're different. And over time, we helped break the wall down for the guys in the afternoons. Right. And they're doing a show like ours, Freeform and Funny. And they're scoring number one in the sports radio.
Are they really?
Drive time, yep. On a weak stick, on a rim shot.
Very cool.
So it works.
Yes, it does.
But he was like, I just can't believe. He's like, he was like real specific. When's the last time you talked to the programming department in Houston? I'm like, whenever Dave Tepper got fired, I talked to Jong once, and that was about it.
Yeah.
It's like, really? I'm like, really?
They trust us.
Yeah. So I guess it's interesting.
Let it go. Breathe.
So, so we've got to go to school every 2 weeks now.
For a while.
Really?
That'll wear off. That'll wear off.
There's only so much you can say.
When you're new, they've got to put their hand on it. They got to feel like they're doing something. So after a while, they'll go, well, okay, hands off.
We change the format of the show, though, there's going to be a song break in it for a lot of stations.
Oh, really?
So on the sports radio station, I need to talk to Gal because we're going to need an intern or somebody doing a 3-minute sports segment.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Unless
I don't know if we want an intern. You probably want somebody with some chops.
I don't care. They do it. They handle it on their end. We're coming off satellite, but they're going to follow this clock. So how long are sports center segments?
Normally a minute, but you can go 2 minutes easily.
Yeah. How long are songs? Two.
3 to 4.
3.5, 4. Yeah.
It's going to be interesting.
There's going to be somebody that's going to have to jump in and do the fill-ins because I was like, the sports clock won't line up with this FM music rock clock.
No.
Or actually, now we're on Nash FM Country Station, and they want us to go on a country station in San Antonio.
All the networks are going to have to do a little work to make sure those songs, they basically have, let's say, 5 minutes.
I think we send out a clock every week with a suggested playlist that already locks in the times, and they can follow it or they can change it. If they want to change it.
Sure, thanks. Give me some more work. It's fine.
I love it. Here's what I think we can.
Yeah.
I'd love to get control of the playlist, and they don't want to give it to me. Son of a bitches.
Not yet.
And if you lay it out there for them suggested, then they'll be lazy and just take what you gave them because you already did all the back timing on it.
Sure, yeah.
We'll figure it out.
Michael did all the work.
You like the we?
Yeah, I like that we.
Yeah, you just clock it, man. You do it with available windows, start, stop times.
Hey, Baba, you want to take the job?
I don't know. What does it pay?
Green hair's raising her hand. She wants to do it.
She probably could. That's the kind of thing I screw up, dude.
Oh, that's great.
No, I mean, like anything important? Yeah.
Hey, Bobo, I wouldn't say that on my next job interview.
This ain't no interview, Jack.
Launching the space shuttle. No, that's the kind of thing I screw up.
But when we start in D.C. on D.C. 101.
Yeah, where's that?
Washington, D.C.
Oh, okay.
So then our 8 o'clock here will be 9 o'clock there, obviously.
Right.
That's not confirmed, but it's sounds pretty solid.
Okay.
Anyway, things are fixing to change, it sounds like. In a good way.
Sounds like fun.
Somebody just sent me a damn email off of our website, email? Which was nice.
What's the website?
I can't. GiveMeTheVin.com. But there's an email JCW button on there. It says, John, really enjoy the show and like what you're doing. The show just keeps getting better and better. Gabriel. Thanks, Gabe. Why is it getting better? It's the same crap we've been doing for years.
Don't tell everybody that.
It gets better. I mean, Bobbo's joined us.
Yes.
Rejoined us.
Rejoined us.
It's just slicker. It's just more fun. We're relaxing. You're relaxing a little bit, too, now that, that we've been on a few weeks on that station up in North Texas.
See that right there, JD.
What?
That thing you do when you say, I joined us and I rejoined us.
Right.
You're trying to make me sound shifty, man.
No, I'm not at all.
Yes, you did.
You were with,
yes, you
you
did.
You were on the show before me, and then you took some time off to be by yourself.
First, you make me sound shifty.
I didn't do that.
You got your dog. You're sicking your dog on everybody that walks in the door.
My dog is on the couch just
this
asleep.
Is, you're like, you got a seasonal mood thing that goes
God,
on, don't you?
No seasonal
just
mood.
Can't stand the weather. Can't stand the stormy weather.
Hey, I want to put a plug out. Oil field trucks, people that have fleets in this environment that are having to sell off their fleets. We buy fleets.
Okay.
We buy oil field trucks. Go to GiveMeTheVin.com. And just load it in there, and in the notes, put I've got 72 more of these or something like it, and we'll get an Excel list from you, and we'll put a different buyer on it and work the whole thing.
All right.
So we bought 48 the other day from a group, and there's a lot of oil field trucks in the system.
I bet there are now.
What's going on in politics? I need my update. I've been working so much, I haven't been watching the news.
It's been a slow week. It's like they've all settled down a little bit.
Democrats are going at it a little bit, but the Republicans have kind of just Donald's all of a sudden. Decided, you know what? Maybe I shouldn't talk anymore. He actually has a new campaign manager that's taken over.
Really? Well,
not a manager, but
a handler.
Yes. Some suggestions he's taking.
Way up. He's tightened it way up. Okay. Now, he's still sending these goofy bimbos out to every talking head show that's on the air.
Hmm?
You know, his little female troops.
Right.
Bernie Sanders had a meeting with the Pope.
What?
How'd that go?
Well, it seems to have gone really well.
I'll tell you what, Pope.
The Pope.
He's Jewish and the Pope is Catholic.
Yeah.
That's true.
So I wonder why they got along.
Like but the current Pope, I mean, this Pope is more or less kind of leaning towards some semblance of gay rights. He's all about wealth inequality, you know, being a steward of the earth, you know, taking care of the earth. He's a very liberal Democrat sounding Pope.
Does anybody think Bernie has a chance?
And he likes Bernie.
Anybody?
No.
I don't know, but. The only thing is, there's so much backlash against Hillary.
Yeah, that's my point.
I mean, conservative people don't seem to hate Bernie. They just don't like the word socialist.
Right.
That's their main problem with Bernie.
Can you see him as the president of the United States?
But ask them what they think about Hillary.
They'll go off.
Yeah.
I mean, on likability scale, who wins that?
Huge. Hillary.
I don't like
Hillary
Ted
wins
Cruz.
The likability
no.
thing versus
well, I don't like
Bernie.
Cruz
no,
either.
Bernie's up.
We're on in Houston. A lot of Cruz supporters in Houston.
I don't care.
Yeah.
That's my opinion.
No, I know.
But come on, over Trump, wouldn't you take Cruz over Trump?
God, that's so hard. No, I'm not sure
really?
I would.
I couldn't. Just for pure entertainment value, Trump wins that.
Well, that's true. But it just doesn't Cruz make your skin kind of move.
He's been a lot of politicians
he's a lawyer.
Do that. Yeah.
He's an evangelistic attorney.
At least he's got experience
in life.
Well, politics.
Yeah,
that's a negative, in my opinion. I think that's what's going on here. The pendulum that got pulled back 8 years ago is being just swinging the other way ridiculously to the point of it's
payback time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's the attitude.
That's all it is.
So you're saying white people are angry, JD? Is that what you're saying?
I'm not saying it. CNN and everybody else
there
is saying
there were a lot of white people that voted for Barack.
A lot.
A lot.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Grand Dragon.
I did not say that.
I think our mores are stretching, though, and we're finding that we're just the same we used to be.
Where are you bringing those cars from?
No, that's the painter,
Brandon. Thanks.
You have the Kennedys, right?
Yeah.
And they're kind of considered an elite class in the 60s and 70s.
Right.
So CNN does family roundtables.
Right.
You see Trumps, you see elitists. Then they do the Cruz family the next day. Well, do you prefer elitists or wannabe elitists? You know?
I prefer going to commercial break because the red light's blinking at me and it's time to go.
Okay.
So we'll be back with more of the John Clay Wolf Show after this, brought to you by GiveMeTheVin.com.
Now. back to the John Clay Wolf Show. Hit him up right now, 1-800-800-RADIO. This is the John Clay Wolf Show.
You know what we haven't done much of today?
What's that, buddy?
We haven't really bid many cars
today. No, not lightning round.
Oh, we haven't done a lightning round in forever.
Months.
Good Lord.
We could do a lightning round, but we'd have to stack the phones back up.
Yeah. It's the lightning round.
I think I still have that return.
So we have a gazillion phone lines open.
Okay.
And I would like to take a bunch of calls real fast in this next segment. We've got 9 minutes left.
So you just want to show off, right? Is that what you're doing?
Yeah, I just want to show off.
Do a little magic trick.
Call in 800-800-7234. 800-800-RADIO is how you remember. Look at your cell phone. 800-800-7234. Year, make, model, miles. And call off the city you're in so we know where we're going to get it. Give us a shout out to your city, Amarillo. In surrounding Borger, I mean, the station run up there has a big throw. Wichita Falls, all you guys around Wichita Falls, Vernon, Abilene, Sweetwater, Lafayette, Lake Charles, all of Houston and all surrounding Beaumont. 800-800-7234. And I'm going to bid your car to buy it.
For real.
For reals.
For real.
So start calling in now. Load the phones up. They'll take your info. Load it up. Get it to my queue, and I'm going to bid cars. And we'll start it just like this. Shane, good morning. You're on the air.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. 13 Passat with 41. Is it a 5-cylinder or 4-cylinder or 6-cylinder?
5-cylinder.
5-cylinder. Is it an SE, SEL, SEL Premium, or a Wolfsburg? Or an S?
It is an SE.
Okay, there's an S and an SE. So it has alloy wheels?
Yes.
Sunroof or no sunroof?
No sunroof.
No sunroof. Cloth or leather?
Cloth.
41,000 miles. This is the way they equip the rental cars, and they're bringing about $9,000. Let me see what this says. Hang on. I'd give 10 if it's nice. What color is it?
10.
Silver.
10's fine. I already said it. I'll give 10 with clean Carfax.
10.
Next. Daniel, Springtown, Texas. Good morning. That other guy was from Lafayette, Louisiana. 05 Vet with 60. Is it a convertible or a hardtop?
Convertible.
Convertible. What color?
Black.
Black. Automatic or stick?
Stick.
Average, rough, or clean?
Let's go with average.
First year of the new body style, convertible. Has it turned 60,000 yet, or is it still 59.8?
59,898.
There you go. Okay, so let's hold it under the 60 because it brings more money. So I will give 18 grand in the 50s and 17 grand if you let it turn 60.
Yeah.
Actually, let's do it like this. 19 grand in the 50s and 18 grand in the 60s on an 05, an 11-year-old vet with 59,000 miles. Got it?
Yes, sir. That's a lot more than I was expecting.
Do I own it? Do I own it? Is it mine?
You own it. It's yours.
Okay, well, go to givemethevin.com, load it up, and said y'all bought it.
Yeah,
800-800-RADIO, 800-800-7234. Daniel in Houston, 16 Silverado. Which one?
What's that?
What kind of Silverado have you got? Is it crew cab, four-wheel
it's
drive?
It's a Z71 crew cab.
LT, LTZ, high country?
It's a LT.
LT. Leather roof and nav?
Yes.
Leather, sunroof, and factory navigation.
It does not. It has a navigation. It does not have a sunroof.
Okay. What color?
Black.
Black.
Black leather.
And it's a four-wheel drive Z71.
Yeah.
How many miles? 11.
11,000.
Big wheels, 18s, 20s, or 22s?
Got 18s with, I did change out the wheels.
35 grand. Who's this and where are you calling from?
Hey, this is Heath. I'm calling from Archer City.
Okay, Archer City, Heath. I spent some time up down there near them parts. What you got?
I got a 2012 Ford Explorer Limited Edition.
Okay. Does it have a factory sunroof?
Got sunroof, moonroof, GPS, leather seats.
What color?
White.
White. How many miles? If you're in Archer City, it's got to have like 80 on it because you have to drive 100 miles to go anywhere.
It's got 89.47 on it.
Right. I lived up there too long. Everybody drives their ass off up there. 800-800-7234. 800-800-RADIO. Call in now to get in line. I'm bidding these cars. I think it's worth $15,000.
Mm.
I mean, what did you think it was worth with 90,000 miles?
I don't know.
Okay.
I know what I owe.
Yeah, I hear you. What do you owe? 18 or 20?
A little over 20.
Yeah. It's the miles, man. That's what's tough about
it. I know. It's the miles got me bad.
It's tough living in the country because you drive 100 miles a day or 200 miles a day, and it just whacks them up and screws the values. 800-800-RADIO. David in Lafayette, Louisiana.
Yes, sir.
Good morning. You're not going to like my number because the miles are so high. Let me preface it with that.
I know.
All right. 03 Yukon. Is it leather or cloth?
Leather.
Leather. Average, rough, or clean?
I'm sorry?
Average, rough, or clean condition?
It's average.
Does it have quad buckets or the center bench?
Center bench.
Okay. Four-wheel drive or two?
Two.
Any check engine lights on? Is the instrument cluster broken? A lot of them break on the tachometer.
It was, but I had it repaired.
Right, they all break. It's so weird. I hate to do this to you. It's going to make you nothing but mad, but it's $1,500. Mm.
Mm. Okay. Yeah, I was just kind of getting an idea. I was going to trade it in soon, kind of get an idea what would it be.
Well, if you take my money, then you've got more negotiating power when you go to trade it, when you go to buy. That's one thing for sure. We've learned that with our listeners, is they like selling them to us so that the dealer can't, you know, offer you $500 and $700 and then $1,000. You just already have your $1,500 and you go in and there's no trade.
Right. Okay, that's great.
So go to givemethevin.com if you want to sell it, load it up, and we'll do it.
Bam!
Britt, put that one on hold. I'm taking it now.
Bam!
800-800-RADIO. Good morning. You're on the air. Hello.
Hi. Yes.
Where are you calling from?
Yes. Houston.
Houston. Okay. What you got?
I got a 535.
What year?
2007.
How many miles?
134,760.
Average, rough, or clean?
Average.
What color?
Black.
It's $4,000 to $5,000. $5,000 if it's a nice, nice, nice one. $4,000 if it's like the rest of them.
Okay.
That's the money. The miles, maybe 45. Right between those two points. Hold, please. 800-800-7234. 800-800-7234. Britt, 800-800-RADIO. Mike, good morning. Where are you calling from?
Vernon.
Vernon!
Hey!
Vernon! Out of Vernon.
Had to have one out of Vernon. You remember me?
I don't know.
Oh.
I haven't been here long.
Okay. I was the Ford and Dodge dealer up there for 10 years.
Okay, I know who you are. Then.
Vernon Auto Group, yep. What you got?
Yep. I got a 2004 Silverado Sport Cab with a 6-inch lift.
Okay. How many miles?
It's got 120, I think.
120. It's got to be worth $7,000 or $8,000. Go to givemethevin.com and load it up. And if you see Dan Gomillion up there, tell him I still think he's gay.
All right,
thanks. 800-800-RADIO. Just go to Give Me the VIN. Give Me the VIN. The V-I-N. Give Me the VIN.com. We will be back right here next Saturday morning, 9 o'clock. See you then. And we're buying cars all day long and all week long. Give Me the VIN.com.